So Rabosai, today we have two projects. One of them we started on Sunday, on Yom Rishon, and we didn't complete. And one of them we started yesterday on Yom Sheni, and we didn't complete. So I'd like to sort of complete both those projects today, but let's start with Sunday's project. And then we'll see how much time we have for completing Monday's project. And we're here on Daf Samaches at the very beginning of Perikal Gadol. And we're up to Rav Ushmuel. So if you take a look on Daf Ches, towards the bottom of the Amud, you can count up approximately 12 lines from the bottom. You'll see two dots, Rav Ushmuel. Now, in order to appreciate Rav and Shmuel, before we get to Rabbi Yochanan, who argues on Daf Samaches on the Beis against Rav and Shmuel, we have to go back to the Mishnah, to the Mishnah itself. And in my life, so much has happened since Yom Rishon, I need a real review. Even though it's only 48 hours, but it's been a roller coaster. So we're on the bottom of Samaches Amud Aleph, but without losing the place, we go back to Samach Zayin Amud Beis, and our goal here first is to break up the Mishnah at the beginning of Klal Gadol into three sections. The first section is called Hashocheach Ikar Shabbos. The second section is Hayodea Ikar Shabbos. And the third is called Hayodea Shehu Shabbos. And these three sections really introduce three concepts as far as Shkoga is concerned. The first section includes what we call all Shabbosos into one Shkoga. So the man has violated one Shabbos after the other, and yet, to our surprise, he's done many different malachas on many different Shabbosos, and there's no machalik whatsoever, which, you know, at the face of it is very paradoxical. What does that mean? There was no machalik whatsoever, and the answer lies in those three words, Hashocheach Ikar Shabbos. And we're going to have a machlokas here. We're going to start with Rav and Shmuel about what Hashocheach Ikar Shabbos is. Then we have the second category, where each Shabbos represents a separate entity in Hilchos Shgagos, and when he violates all these different malachas on all different Shabbosos, now every Shabbos generates its own Chiyuv Chatos. And in the language of the Mishnah, that's called Hayodea Ikar Shabbos. So we started with Hashocheach Ikar Shabbos, and we got up to Yodea Ikar Shabbos. So every Shabbos is an entity in Hilchos Shgagos unto itself. Then we get to the third category, where every Malacha is an entity unto itself. And that's called Hayodea Shu Shabbos. And he does many Malachos. So in the first category, he's going to be Chayev one chatos for the violation of many malacha, of many different Shabbosos b'shogeg. In the second case, he's going to be chayv many different chatos for the many different Shabbosos. How many different violations in each Shabbos did he violate? How many different malachas? Irrelevant in the second category. And every Shabbos generates its own chatos. Then we get to the third category, where every malacha generates its own category. So what I'm going to do for myself here, because I think it'll make it a little bit easy for me, and again, if we were in a classroom, I would draw this on a board. You could probably do this in the technology we have, but I don't know how. So we're going to write Aleph, Beis, and Gimel. Aleph is called Hashocheach Ikar Shabbos. Beis is called Hayodea Ikar Shabbos. And Gimel is called Hayodea Shehu Shabbos. And now we're on Samaches Amud Aleph on the bottom. And our goal is to try to figure out what determines whether you bring one chatas for many Shabbosos or many chatos for many Shabbosos or many chatos for many melachos. What are the various scenarios? That's our goal. So we start with Rav Ushmuel, and then we move on to Rav Yochanan. Rav Ushmuel di Amri Chavayu Masnisin. Now the word Masnisin here, I believe, is a reference to the first of the three principles or rules, where you bring one chatos for the violation of many, many different Shabbosos. In other words, according to Rav and Shmuel, Hashocheach Iker Shabbos means he never knew about Shabbos. Poshet, the whole entity of Shabbos as an Iser, you know, once a week on Saturday, was totally unaware of, because from birth he never was exposed to it. In two variations, either he never was brought up in a monastery somewhere, or he somehow went through Gerus. Again, now for this we'd have to learn more about Gerus. And guess what? There was one thing missing in his Gerus. He had no awareness whatsoever of Shabbos. And Bein Anochri means he went to live amongst the Goyim. So whatever knowledge he had of Jewish law at the moment of his Gerus, that's what he stuck with. And he doesn't know any more. So he's called Hashocheach Iker Shabbos. Now, in the note here, he sends you to the Sugya in Yevamos, which is the Sugya of Gerus. Gershon is Gaya Bifnei Shlosha V'lo Hodi'u Mitzvah HaShabbos. And he says that if it was Bifnei Shlosha, I don't know why, you know, maybe they give him a little bit of a dosage of the mitzvahs, Aseh and Los Aseh. They don't go through all 613 before they allow him to go into the mikveh. And they left out Shabbos. It just wasn't on the list. You know, which again, in my mind, is a pella. You know, how you could have a business megayer someone who doesn't know anything about Shabbos. But those are the very complicated laws of Gerus that require a lot of study in contemporary life. The Gemara says, Hisgayer beino levein atzmo, without the presence of a Beis Din, is Eino Ger. So they gave him a little dosage, but they didn't tell him about the Shabbos, and they probably said to him, well, make sure that you go to a good yeshiva and you learn all the Tariq Mitzvahs, but he somehow ended up with the Goyim, and he didn't learn anything about Shabbos. So now imagine, he finally learns about Shabbos. In the first case of a Tinok Shenishba, he doesn't need Gerus. He just needs He needs to be freed from his captivity, raised in a Jewish environment, and he'll finally find out it's Shabbos. So this ger gets out of this neighborhood, and he finally goes to yeshiva, and he finds out about Shabbos. Now, both of these cases, he's been violating Shabbos for who knows how many years. Unbeknown to him, he didn't even know that Shabbos existed. That's called, in the language of the Mishnah, according to Rav and Shmuel, HaShokheach Iker Shabbos. Now, one chatos is sufficient. Now, when I learned this sugi with you on Sunday, or we just scratched the surface, I said to you, on a balbatisha level, maybe the Torah wanted to be compassionate with this individual, because shtel zechfar, just begin to imagine if he'd have to bring a chatos for every single Shabbos that he violated. It'll burn a hole in his pocket. Chatos is not a cheap enterprise. But you know what? Today I want to tell you, because I'm a little smarter than I was on Sunday, hopefully, that Adarabba, Rav and Shmuel are being machmir. And I would have said, if not for Rav and Shmuel, and I only know this from Rabbi Yochanan, who's coming down the line, that in their definition of Shokheach Iker Shabbos, as someone who never knew about Shabbos, he doesn't have to bring a chatos at all. Not even for one Shabbos, not even one chatos. Because a shogeg means he forgot something. He knew it and he forgot it. This person, the way he's described, the profile of Rav and Shmuel, never forgot anything because he was never taught, he was never even aware of Shabbos. So in that sense, I could say that Rav and Shmuel are being machmir here. Obviously, there's no difference between one Shabbos and the other for this person because this person doesn't know anything about Shabbos. But nevertheless, once he finds out, lo and behold, about Shabbos, oyvei, I violated for the last 20 years, I've been violating Shabbos, he's got to bring one shogeg. That because you violated so many Shabbos, we're gonna be machmir, we're going to be harsh with you, and you're going to demand one chatos. Now, we're ready for Roman numeral number 2. In what case now, according to Rav and Shmuel, do we introduce the Mechalek of Shabbosos, such that now he has to bring one Chatos for Shabbos? And the answer is because he knows about Shabbos. He was taught about Shabbos. It's not foreign to him. Says Rav and Shmuel, Aval hikir ulbasof shachach chayav al kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Lo and behold, he's taught about Shabbos. He knows Shabbos, but shachach. So he knows what you'd call ikara Shabbos. Right, because again, the first case was he doesn't even have the Ikar HaShabbos. Now he has the Ikar HaShabbos. So there's a Shichacha that generates a Shkoga, and that Shichacha relates to each Shabbos as a separate unity. A separate unit. Why? Because every single Shabbos, he forgets it's Shabbos. Very complicated, Rabosai. This is not intuitive, because we're talking about a case of shachach, right? Shachach sheyesh isur Shabbos. Again, I don't know exactly how you engineer this in Metzius. It's a little bit strange. I don't know. let's joke around about this for a moment. You know, Rebbe used to start a shiur with a joke, right? That's what the Gemara tells us. So let's throw a joke here. Let's say the man had amnesia. He had some sort of irua mochi, and he forgot that there's such a thing as Shabbos. So now what we're saying is, in Roman numeral number 2, the very fact that once in his life he had known about the entity of Shabbos, that puts him into a different category. You know, I would have said that category number 2 is someone who has not forgotten about the Shabbos, but he forgot about this Shabbos. You know, it's he lost the calculation of the days. But that's not Rav and Shmuel. Rav and Shmuel say that the second category is someone who once knew about Iker Shabbos. At some point in his life, you know, wake up and learn about Shabbos, and then he forgot about the whole entity of Shabbos. Again, I don't know, the man must have been very preoccupied with a lot of things, and he forgot. Forgot about the Iser Shabbos. So because he once knew about Shabbos, therefore Shabbos is like an entity that that generates a chalosh gaga, and there's a machalik of Shabbos, such that every Shabbos is a shkoga unto itself. Even though, if you ask him, what is Shabbos, he'll tell you, I don't know, what is Shabbos? I forgot. Maybe I once knew, but... So he's called the Odea Iker Shabbos, right? The first case that we had was Shokheach Iker Shabbos, he never knew about Shabbos. But now we get to Odea Iker Shabbos, but he forgot the entity of Shabbos. Now I'm going to read to you, if you don't mind, a few lines here in the Masifta, in his footnote, in which he refers to a sugya in Krisus. He says, "Begemara beKrisus," or Rav Aaron Lichtenstein used to always be mocked, but to call it Krasos, based on Ivra. He says, Mavur Shatam Shayodea Ikar Shabbos, which is category number 2, Chayev Chatas al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos, Hu Mipnei Shahayomim Shebeintayim Nechshovim Ki Yediya HaMechalekes. Interesting. That there are 6 days between last Shabbos and this Shabbos, and those 6 days are classified as a Yediya HaMechalekes. So it's not exactly the way I told you that he's chayav al kol Shabbos for Shabbos because Shabbos is a Mechalek, and every Shabbos is a separate entity. No. What separates and wedges between one Shabbos and the other is the 6 days in between Shabbos. So Rashi says the following. What does this mean that Yomim Beintayim Chshivei Ki Yediya Mechalekes? Says Rashi, She'i Efshar LiYomim Shebiyomim She'ovru Beintayim Bein Shabbos L'Shabbos Shelo Shoma She'oso Yom Hoya Shabbos. I don't get it here exactly. You know, we're saying in our Gemara, according to Rav and Shmuel, that the reason he's chayav for each Shabbos as separate chatas in the second category is because he's Yodea Ikar Shabbos. Rashi seems to be assuming that in the second case, he has some sort of idea between one Shabbos and the other Shabbos. I didn't get that impression. I thought the second case, according to Rav and Shmuel, was a case in which he shachach Iker Shabbos. He once knew about the Iker Shabbos, the entity of Shabbos, but now he's no longer in that category. And because he once knew about it, therefore he's chayav for each Shabbos. Rashi is saying something totally different. Rashi is saying that he must have reminded himself somewhere between last Saturday and this Saturday that there is such a thing as Shabbos. So this footnote here goes on and on and on. And honestly, it scares me just to look at the size of this footnote. So I'm going to leave it out for the minute. But we should know that apparently there's another way of learning this halacha that every Shabbos generates its own chiyuv chatos. We thought it's because since he is totally unaware of the entity of Shabbos, he forgot what he learned. Therefore, Shabbos is an entity somewhere in his subconscious mind. Again, we have to ask the psychiatrist in any situation, when you forget something, is there some, latent awareness of what you forgot? It reminds me of a drug. I forgot what the drug is called. Maybe Mitch will remind me. I took a colonoscopy, and they gave me a shot, and I totally forgot about the procedure. The doctor says, I don't know if you know Dr. Paz, he knows me quite intimately, if you know what I mean. He says that we had a conversation during the procedure. And I wake up, and I say to my wife, when are they doing this thing? So they can make you forget something. I don't know, do you know, Mitch, what that drug is called? Anyway, so, you know, what we're saying now is that I didn't really forget it. I don't remember it, but I didn't forget it, because at one point in my life I remembered it. You know, the drug wears off and I'm not able to remember it. So you put me into this state of semi-consciousness. But somewhere latent I have an awareness. So each Shabbos is a separate entity, because I know about Shabbos. Ask me about Shabbos, I never heard of it. What do you mean you never heard of it? You learned about Shabbos. You gave a lecture in the university about Shabbos. So that's the way I was learning this sugya. But Rashi is saying, no, that's not what's going on over here. What's going on here is that he forgot about Shabbos, but between one Shabbos and the next, he certainly reminds himself about Shabbos. And that's why each Shabbos is mechayev unto itself. Okay, now we've set more or less the ground rules as far as Rav and Shmuel is concerned to understand the first two of the three categories of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara wants to analyze the language of the Mishnah. Tanan, the Mishnah says, category number one, Hashokheach Ikar Shabbos. Now I like those words, Ikar Shabbos. They're very precise according to Rav and Shmuel, because the Tinok Shenishpa and the Gershon Iskai Ben Akum, he doesn't know anything about Ikar Shabbos. But what am I going to do with the word Hashokheach? Lav michlal dahavi le yediyah meikara. When you translate the word shocheach, it means you knew and you forgot. That's not Rav and Shmuel's pshat in the Mishnah. Rav and Shmuel are insisting that he never knew, he was never aware of the entity of Shabbos. So how does the Mishnah use the word shocheach? The Mishnah should have said Ha lo yoda ikar Shabbos, not shochach ikar Shabbos. Now it seems to me that the Gemara's attack against Rav and Shmuel, meaning if you imagine the antagonist, some anonymous Amora who is standing there debating against Rav and Shmuel, it would seem to me that what we said in the name of Rashi before now fits like a glove. And again, I'm just thinking out loud with you. According to the Makshon, Shokheach means he knew about the entity of Shabbos and he forgot Shabbos. That could fit into the first category of Rav and Shmuel. Meaning, Rav and Shmuel says he never knew about Shabbos, but the Makshon holds he forgot about the entity of Shabbos. If he forgot about the entity of Shabbos, then he's chayev one chatos. Why? Because all the Shabbosos merge into one until he stimulates his memory and he remembers Shabbos. But as long as he forgets Shabbos, we can combine all Shabbosos together. Then we get to category number two of Yodea Iker Shabbos. And now we could say that he's aware of Shabbos, but he didn't realize that today was Shabbos. You know, he got mixed up. It's like, you know, today is the 13th day of the Omer. You know, I have to remember there's no one here to remind me. It's not like, you know, I daven in a shul and they clap off in tish, you know, yesterday was 12, today is 13. I don't know, Rabosai, if you're experiencing the same thing. You know, I got to remember, I need that alarm. You know, they send you in the WhatsApp, you know, an alarm. You know, what day do you have to count? Then you have to figure out, did they mean yesterday or did they mean today? You know. Anyway, so this man lost count of the days in the second category. And he didn't realize today is Saturday. He thought it was Friday, he thought it was Sunday. So now Rashi fits in. Every Shabbos is a separate entity because he efshar shebiyomim sha'ovru ben tayim lo shama sha'oso yom ha'yishab. So at some point, he's going to definitely find out that, hey, today is not Sunday. I mean, let's say in his calculation, he thinks it's Monday when it's really Sunday, which means that 2 days ago, or I'm sorry, that yesterday was Shabbos, right? He thinks 2 days ago was Shabbos. Somebody's going to tap him on the back and say, hey, you know, today is not Monday, my friend. You know, he's waiting for Kriyas HaTorah, and there's no Kriyas HaTorah in Shacharis, and what happened? So they tell him, hey, buddy, you think today is Monday, today happens to be Sunday. And then he realizes, if today is Sunday, yesterday was Saturday, and I just violated the Shabbos. So that's a Yediyah HaMechalekes. You know, at some point on Sunday, he finds out that yesterday was Shabbos. That's Rashi and the Sugyan Krisus, that there's Yediyah between one Shabbos and the other. In the first case in the Mishnah, where there's no Chilik between one Shabbos and the other, that's a case where he forgot Iker Shabbos. But he knew about Iker Shabbos. Do you follow, Rabosai? What am I trying to be mashpia here? What am I trying to influence you? I'm trying to suggest that this machlokes between the Makshan and Rav and Shmuel about Taich, how do we interpret the word shocheach in the Reisha, in the first case, will now have a spin-off effect on the second case. If the first case, the way Rav and Shmuel are going, is that shocheach means he never learnt about Shabbos, he was a ger, etc., etc., then the second case is he learnt about Shabbos, but he forgot what he learnt. And then we have to go into this whole, you know, psychological understanding about how he could forget the entity of Shabbos. How did that happen? He got over, you know, his brain became overdosed with all sorts of information that flashed into his brain. And the reason why he's chayev for each Shabbos and Shabbos is because he once knew about the entity of Shabbos. But if I reinterpret the word shocheach, and the Reisha, the first case of the Mishnah, is a case where he did know it was Shabbos, forget about the ger situation, but he forgot the Iker Shabbos, then when I get to the second case, it's not the way Rav and Shmuel said it, that he forgot the Iker HaShabbos. No, in the second case, he forgot that today is Shabbos. Ah, now we employ Rashi to explain why he's chayav for each Shabbos, because at some point he knows what day of the week it is, and therefore he realizes that what he thought was a weekday was really Shabbos, and therefore every Shabbos has its own Yediyah and its own Chiyuv Chatos. So the Gemara says, lo. We turn to this Makshan, this adversary, and we say, no. You have no proof. Umay, and what does it mean, kol ha-shocheach ikar Shabbos? The hoysa shachuach mimenu meikara, ikra shal Shabbos. So we're adding now one word to the Mishnah. as a descriptive word that attaches to shocheach. What did he forget? He didn't forget anything. Because the word shichacha lends itself to another interpretation. It's not that he forgot, which is our literal translation of the word shichacha, but shochach meikara. That you can use the word shichacha to describe someone who never knew anything. Again, I have problems here in language communication. You know, I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, but I know that language is meaningful because we all agree to what the word means. To say that the word shocheach means shochach mi'ikara or ikra, which means that he never knew about Shabbos as an entity, that's a bit of a stretch. I would never, you know, if I was writing a dictionary for the word shichacha, I would never assume that shichacha means he never was aware of it to begin. Now, some of you remember the old days, the good old days, when we were learning Bava Metzia. And in the first parak of Bava Metzia, there's a whole sugya about shichacha with regard to Matnas Aniyim. And there too, the Gemara speaks about Shochach Meikara, in which case he never was aware of these Omrim. It's not that he took an invoice, you know, some sort of calculation. He has 100 Omrim, and then when he clears them out, after harvesting, he forgot about one of the Omrim. He only took 99. But there's something called Shochach Meikara, and he never realized that there was an Omer over there. In his mind, there were only 99 Omer. So again, you know, a Talmudic dictionary apparently is a little bit different than a Merriam-Webster dictionary, and you know, you would never write Shocheach, or Alkali, I should say, right? You would never interpret Shocheach as Shochach Meikara or Ikra. But apparently, in Talmudic Hebrew, or maybe even in Mishnaic Hebrew, because at the end of the day we're trying to interpret Rabbi Yehuda Anasi's Mishnah, the word shochach doesn't mean shochach. It's almost as if the Mishnah is using abbreviations. Do you follow what I mean? The words left out of the Mishnah. And the word me'ikara was left out. And instead, the Mishnah calls it ikar. So ikar now is being stretched a little bit to me'ikara. And shocheach ikar Shabbos means he never knew about the entity of Shabbos. He was a shochach me'ikara. You know, I'm always tempted to think that, you know, sometimes when you describe a person, especially in a halachic context, you describe him as fitting a certain category. Like, for example, when we talk about a chere shot of a katan, we're not just talking about his biological functions, but we're talking about him as a category. There's a new category called shocheach. Now, if he was aware of Shabbos and he forgot, that would not put him in a new category. But if he was a shocheach meikara, if I could employ a brisket terminology here, it's a chalos shemen gavra. There's something called a gavra shocheach. So we misinterpreted. We thought, the Makshon against Rav and Shmuel thought, that shocheach, you're just describing a reality. He forgot. No, if you're describing a reality, then it means he once knew and he forgot. So the Gemara says, nein. Hashocheach with a hea yediyah is a category. It's a category called a gersh and his gayer vena akum, or a tinok shenishba. And there are new dinim that apply to this gavra, insofar as he never learned about Shabbos. Now, I would have said, as I told you before, that if he never knew about Shabbos, then Shabbos doesn't exist. Don't you cannot classify him as a shogeg. But Rav and Shmuel disagree. They say, no, he is a shogeg, but he's a new category of a shogeg. That's called ashokheh. And the nafkamina is that all the shabbosos that he violated can all be collapsed into one entity. And that's called lo. My call shochech ikra Shabbos to hoisa shochuach mimenu ikra shal Shabbos. And in the Masifta he adds the word me'olam. Me'olam means that there's a shortened form here, and it should have said ikra shal Shabbos, shochech ikra shal Shabbos. And instead of ikra shal Shabbos, shochech ikra Shabbos. So it means ikara shal Shabbos. So ikara shal Shabbos means he never had a yedia of Shabbos. If he once knew about Shabbos, then we get into the word shachach as a description of the reality that he forgot, and he's not in a separate category. So once there's a shichach of Shabbos, then every Shabbos is a separate shichach. Again, although according to Rav and Shmuel it's a little bit paradoxical, it's not really a shichach of every single Shabbos, it's a shichach of the whole entity of Shabbos, the whole kit and caboodle. Now this Makshon, we didn't succeed in quieting him down. This is like the floor of the Knesset, you know, he continues to yell and scream. Why? He says that according to Rav and Shmuel, that the Mishnah, that you chayev only one chatos for all chatos, is because he never learned about Shabbos me'olam. And that's the case where he gets away with one chatos, or as we said, the chiddush is that he's chayev a chatos, but only one. Aval hikir u'besof shachach is chayev al kol chach Shabbos v'Shabbos. And now the Gemara says that hikir u'besof shachach means that he forgot that this day is Shabbos. Is adetoni? Why did the Mishnah have to say Hayodea Iker Shabbos? This is the second category, the second hakafa of the Mishnah. The awesome Malachas Harbe v'Shabbosas Harbe is Chayav al Kol Shabbos v'Shabbos. Then, if he forgets from one Shabbos to the next that it's Shabbos, then he brings a separate chatos for each Shabbos. Why not listen? Give me a bigger chiddush. Hikir ul besof shachach. The Kolshkein Ha. Give me a case where he forgets the whole entity of Shabbos, which according to Gemara is something that, again, you and I may have trouble how to engineer such a situation, but the Gemara had no problem with that. You know, you can have something called Shocheach Ikar Shabbos.
You don't have to get 8x8
meetings. So the Gemara thinks that there are two cases here in which each Shabbos would be Mechayev. And the Gemara thinks that the Mishnah should have told us the bigger Chiddush, and we would certainly know the lesser Chiddush. The Gemara thinks that the language of the Mishnah, Hayodea Iker Shabbos, means that he forgot from one Shabbos to the next what day of the week it was. Why do you tell me that in the case where he forgot what day of the week it is, each Shabbos is a separate Shichacha? Tell me a bigger Chiddush. Tell me a chiddush of a person who is shocheach, right? He's a yodea ikar Shabbos, right? That should have been the language. There's just one second, I'm sorry. Adetani, instead of saying a yodea ikar Shabbos, the awesome alachas harbe, v'shabbos is harbe, chayva kol Shabbos, listne, hikir ula besof shocheach. Oh, so let's write this down. The Makshon, in case Bays, right, he says that it should have said in the Mishnah, Hikir Ulbasov Shachach. Why? So let's understand. According to the Makshon, the second case should be the flip side of the first case. The first case, according to Rav and Shmuel, was Shachach Meikara. He never knew about Shabbos. The second case would be He learned about Shabbos, ulbesof shachach, and he forgot the entity of Shabbos. Now, if he forgot the entity of Shabbos, there's a strong havamina to say that he should only be chayav one Shabbos. So let's say for 10 years, he's in the state of amnesia as far as Shabbos is concerned. And I would have thought that in such a case, one chata should be enough for those 10 years until finally somebody shakes him up and reminds him, maybe put him under hypnosis and reminds him that, snap out of it, my friend. Don't you remember that back in your youth you learned about Shabbos? And that would be a gevaldig chiddush that each Shabbos sets up a mechila, a mechalik, and he's chayav each Shabbos. Kol shekein, how much more so would I know that in a case of someone who knows about Shabbos, which in the language is the Mishnah is Hayodeika Shabbos, and then he's a shachach and he did malachos, certainly I understand that he would be chayav a chatos for Shabbos because he's aware of Shabbos. He forgot that this day is Shabbos. He got messed up with his calendar in calculating. So again, the Gemara, just to summarize, is operating with two types of shkogos here, according to Rav and Shmuel. In the case number two of Yodei Iker Shabbos Chayav Al Kol Shabbos V'Shabbos, one case is where he completely forgets the entity of Shabbos as a Chefzer D'Isura, and the second case is where he forgot that today is Shabbos. He messed up in his calculations. He's very much aware of Shabbos. 2 days ago he gave a whole lecture in Yeshiva about the laws of Shabbos. He said, "Oh, Pilpul and Melecha Zorea," which I had planned for today. We'll see if we get a chance. And then somehow he got messed up with his calculations. He's an absent-minded professor, and he forgot that, this is day 7 of the week. This is Saturday. And the Gemara thinks that if these two cases, according to Rav and Shmuel, both fit into a neat package in which he's chai for each Shabbos, then which of the two cases is a chiddush that he's going to be chai for each Shabbos? Obviously, the greater chiddush would be in a case where he forgot the whole entity of Shabbos. And he went through this amnesia state for 10 years. Every Shabbos requires its own chatas. That's a gevaldige chiddush. How much more so in a case where he's aware of Shabbos, but he messed up in his calculation because of his calendar, and he doesn't realize this is the 7th day of the week. He thinks it's the 6th or the 8th day of the week. For sure he's chayav for each Shabbos, because every Shabbos he has a new shichacha. Masha Enkin, in the case where he forgets the entire entity of Shabbos, which he once learned about, then you can't tell me that every Shabbos is a new shichacha. So it's a gevaldige chiddush that no, there's a din of a machalik, that Shabbos is a machalik. So why did the Mishnah use the terminology in the second case of a yodea ikar Shabbos? It should have said hikir ulubesof shachach, because hikir and shol shachach would be a greater chiddush, which would mean that he's a person who's not aware of Shabbos at all. He once was, but he's no longer aware of Shabbos, and yet there's a din of Shabbos as a machalik. It's more of a gzeiras hakosuf, and we'll see how do we derive this halacha. But had you told me that chiddush, I would certainly have understood that if he forgets his Shabbos today on this Shabbos, and then he forgets next Shabbos, certainly he'd have to bring a separate chatas for each Shabbos, with a kalva chomer, the kol shekein. If in the case where he forgets the whole entity of Shabbos, nevertheless there's a din of Shabbos mechalekes and each Shabbos is mechayev, how much more so in the case of someone who's aware of Shabbos, and he forgets this Shabbos, and then he forgets next Shabbos, that he would be chayev for each Shabbos. That's the contention here of the dissenting opinion. And the Gemara here, In the last two lines on Daf Samaches, says the following. No, that's not a kasha either. My, what does it mean? Hayodea Iker Shabbos. It means Hayodea Iker Shabbos. And once again, we have to add a word to the Mishnah. It's a real push, according to Rav and Shmuel. That's why you know, I'm a little bit more inclined towards Rabbi Yochanan. Maybe we'll get to Rabbi Yochanan tomorrow. But now we're reading the second case of the Mishnah, Hayodea Iker Shabbos, and now we're eating the word Hayodea Iker Shabbos, and we're wording another word, Vishachach. You know, in truth now, what the Gemara is doing on the bottom of Amud Aleph here is it's adding two words into the Mishnah. It's adding Hayodea and Shachacha. And Shachacha means that he doesn't know at all about the entity of the Iser Shabbos. And the Tanya of HaMishnah is teaching us that even though he forgot the whole entity of Iker Shabbos, nevertheless is the din of Shabbos Mechalekes, and he's chayav a separate katos for each Shabbos. Now, if we're rewriting the second case of the Mishnah, then we have a new halachic conclusion. And that is, avolo shachacha, in a case where he didn't forget Iker Shabbos, my Chayav al kol melacha umelacha, meaning that every Shabbos now is a separate entity, and not only that, every melacha is a separate entity, and now we're falling into the third case of the Mishnah. So Rabosei, do you hear the nafkamina? According to the Makshan, in a case of a person who forgot one Shabbos after the other, just he made on two consecutive Shabbosos, he made an errand calculation in his calendar. In such a case, he would be chayev two chatos, and Shabbos is a mechalek, which makes sense because he had two forgettings. He forgot that last Shabbos was Shabbos in his calculation; he thought it was Friday or Sunday, and he forgot this Shabbos. So each Shabbos is a separate shkaga, and it requires but according to Rav and Shmuel, by process of pushing, you know, the three cases down, so to speak, then the third case, which is a case where he knew about Shabbos, he hasn't forgotten Shabbos, he forgot about this Shabbos, then he's going to be chayav for each malach and every malach. Now we have a different din that kicks in, and that means malachos mechalkos. So Rav Osei, this is where we're going to stop for today, but let's just summarize one more time. There are three categories in our Mishnah. According to Rav and Shmuel, the first category is someone who never learned about Shabbos. He brings one chatas for all the Shabbos he violated. The second category is someone who once learned about Shabbos, but he forgot that what he learned. And then he's going to have to bring a separate chatas for each Shabbos. And the third category is someone who not only is aware of Shabbos, he hasn't forgotten the entity of Shabbos, but he forgot that today is Shabbos. And in that case, he should be chayav for each malacha as a separate chatos. The dissenter, this anonymous makshan here, is of the opinion that we break down the Mishnah in a whole different way. The first case of the Mishnah is going to be a person who knows it's Shabbos, but he forgets Iker Shabbos. And since he forgets the whole entity of Shabbos, he is guilty, so to speak, as a shogeg for that shichacha, but it encompasses all the Shabbosos into one entity, and one chata suffices. Then we get to the second category, is a person who knows about Shabbos. He hasn't forgotten about Shabbos. Just ask him what day of the week it is, and he'll tell you it's Friday, and he continues with his milsk calculation on the next Shabbos and violates Shabbos. Every Shabbos generates its own entity. And the third category in the Mishnah is going to be someone who knows it's Shabbos, but he forgets the Malacha, and each Malacha generates a separate Chiyuv Chatas. So Rabosei, what we didn't get up to, which was in my original plan, is to get back to the Mishnah of the second Mishnah called Gadol of the Malachos. And Belineta will get to that